This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Government decides to implement the report of the high-level Rawal Commission on the investigation and protection of government and public land. 8 people killed and 16 injured in a bus accident in Navabuddha of Kapripalanchok. Supreme Court refuses to continue the interim order in a writ petition filed against the government's decision to dissolve trade unions. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal to visit China the day after tomorrow at the invitation of the Chinese Foreign Minister. And study in Australia links heavy social media use to poorer teen mental health. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to implement the 2052 Bikram Samvat report of the High-Level Commission on the Investigation and Protection of Government and Public Land, commonly known as the Rawal Commission report, which had remained unimplemented for the past 31 years despite having been recommended earlier. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today decided to implement the report in line with a directive order issued by the Supreme Court to the government. The Cabinet also decided to maintain a systematic record of government and public land nationwide and ensure its protection in line with the Supreme Court's order directing the Ministries of Land Management and Federal Affairs to take necessary measures for implementation. The Cabinet decision has paved the way for the recovery of more than 233.8 acres of encroached public and government land in the then Kathmandu metropolitan area as identified by the Rawal Commission report and for legal action against encroachers. Prime Minister's Press and Research Advisor Deepa Dahal said the concerned ministries would implement the report after completing necessary legal procedures. 8 people died on the spot when a passenger bus met with an accident in Buchakot of Navabuddha Municipality 2 in Kapripalanchok. The passenger bus going from Banipa towards Roshi Rural Municipality met with the accident as it fell about 200 meters down from the road in Buchakot around 2:15 p.m. today. Deputy Superintendent of Police Robin Bister at the Kapripalanchok District Police Office said that 16 people, including the driver, were injured in the accident. According to the District Police Office, Kapripalanchok, 4 of the 8 people killed in the accident have been identified. The deceased have been identified as 34-year-old Phulmaya Tamang of Ward No. 7 of Roshi Rural Municipality, 75-year-old Indra Bahadur Jhakri of Ward No. 6 of the same municipality, 60-year-old Pyari Maya Tamang of Ward No. 6 and 30-year-old Bam Bahadur Bhandari, a resident of Dailik. According to DSP Bister, the injured ones are being treated at Dhulikhel Hospital. Further details about the incident are awaited. The Supreme Court on Friday denied upholding an interim order issued earlier to halt the implementation of the government decision to dissolve trade unions. With this ruling, the government has now found a way to proceed with enforcing its decision to dissolve the trade unions in government agencies. A constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Kumar Sharma and Judges Nahakul Subedi, Binod Sharma, Abdul Aziz Musalman and Mahesh Sharma Podal issued the verdict after completing hearing on a writ petition. The hearing had begun on 3rd of June. Prior to this, a constitutional bench comprising then officiating Chief Justice Sapna Pradhan Malla, Judges Kumar Regmi, Hari Prasad Puyal, Binod Sharma and Saranga Subedi issued an interim order based on differing opinions directing the government not to implement its move. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal is paying an official visit to the People's Republic of China from the 14th to the 17th of June in 2026 at the invitation of Wang Yi, member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and Minister of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during his visit, Minister Khanal will hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang in Beijing and discuss matters of mutual interest of further strengthening Nepal-China relations and advancing deeper cooperation. He will also meet with high-level dignitaries of the People's Republic of China. During the visit, the foreign minister During the visit, the foreign minister will participate in the investment conference organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Beijing to promote foreign investment in Nepal, where he will hold an interaction with the Chinese business community. He will also attend the welcome reception to be hosted in his honor by the Embassy of Nepal and interact with the Nepali community. Minister Khanal will return to Kathmandu on the 17th of June 2026. The House of Representatives Public Accounts Committee has stressed policy and legal reforms to address areas. Nepal Army Chief Ashok Rao Sigdal said the Army aims to clear 60% of its remaining areas this fiscal year, while 11% has been settled so far. The Ministry of Education and Sports has formed a three-member committee led by Joint Secretary Chandrakanta Bhusal to investigate alleged employee involvement in study visa recommendations. The panel has been given 7 days to submit its report after fake documents linked to Valmiki Vidyapeeth were discovered. The ministry said further administrative and legal action would be taken, describing the issue as one affecting the credibility of the entire study visa system. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Co International Roaming Lady.
Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai.
Call gardus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom Co International Roaming Seva sucharu garna. *14*#dial gari. Wa Nepal Telecom Co app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Chinese Ambassador Zhang Maoming paid a courtesy call on Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary at the ministry on Friday. The two sides discussed ways to strengthen Nepal-China cooperation in agriculture, livestock, fisheries, forestry and environment. Minister Chaudhary sought Chinese support to expand market access for Nepal's high-value agricultural products and address yak transportation issues in Taplejung, while Ambassador Zhang reaffirmed China's continued support for Nepal's economic development. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. An Australian decade-long study finds teens using social media 2 or more hours daily face higher risks of depression and poor well-being, especially in early adolescence. The Xinhua News Agency cited Australia's Murdoch Children's Research Institute MCRI statement released on Friday as saying the study found higher social media use at ages 12 to 18 was linked to small but noticeable increases in mental health problems 1 year later, highlighting the need to curb excessive screen time. Published in the Medical Journal of Australia, the study tracked nearly 1,200 participants aged 9 to 19 in Melbourne and found growing concerns over mental health problems, cyberbullying and exposure to harmful online content associated with social media use. India summoned a senior U.S. diplomat for the second time in 2 days after U.S. strikes on 3 merchant vessels off Oman killed 3 Indian sailors. The AFP news agency cited the foreign ministry as saying the attacks on commercial ships carrying Indian mariners were unacceptable and had caused avoidable loss of life. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including Koshi province. In contrast, partly cloudy conditions are likely over the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi and Madhya provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at 1 or 2 places in the remaining areas. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government decides to implement the report of High-Level Rawal Commission on the investigation and protection of government and public land. 8 people killed and 16 injured in a bus accident in Namabuddha of Kabrepalanchok. Supreme Court refuses to continue the interim order in a writ petition filed against the government's decision to dissolve trade unions. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal to visit China the day after tomorrow at the invitation of the Chinese Foreign Minister. And study in Australia links heavy social media use to poorer teen mental health. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.